I think it was a misunderstanding.
Wait, the TV crews will be here in a minute.
A misunderstanding. There was no exciting hidden topic. Nobody's just trying to figure out what did he really mean. First thing is, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? What are we doing this for? Just because Yoel wants to make a kiddush of sort, a kiddush on a Wednesday.
He came to see a once in a lifetime happening.
What are you doing? Why? What's the idea? Having nothing to do with what we're going to speak about. What's the idea of making a kiddush thing like this? There's a famous mashal of the Dubna Magid. Not on the idea of kiddush, but on a totally different subject matter. The Dubna Magid asks about the whole concept of eating on Shabbos and eating on Yom Tov. Why do we eat? It seems if it's a day, the more ruchnius the day is, it seems the more we eat. What's the kesh of the ruchnius? So he gives the famous mashal about the lame person who wanted to enjoy a simcha, wanted to enjoy a chasna, right? But because he's lame, he can't dance around there. But there was a blind deaf person there who could walk, but he was totally unaware of his surroundings. So the lame person got the person drunk, got the deaf person drunk. This way it got him happy. He jumped on his shoulders, and he was able to dance around, and he was able to enjoy. That's the whole idea that the neshama on Shabbos wants to enjoy, but since the neshama is being held back by the goof, so therefore the goof is given a way of enjoying also, not because so the goof can enjoy, but as a way of helping the neshama. The chol, we can say that is the same thing about making a kiddush like this. Right? Yoel is very happy. He had a baby. He had a girl. He's very happy here. It's a big simcha. Right? The rest of us say, what do I care? Another kid. Big deal. Right? It's a wonderful thing, of course, Chas V'Shalom, it's a wonderful thing, but not such a tremendous, that's tremendous excitement, tremendous simcha. So the idea of making a kiddush is Yoel provides everybody with bagels and lasagna. And Yoel can be happy in this way. To walk around happy alone is no fun. You basically look like Yoel does on most days. Right? To walk around happy alone is no fun. So therefore, he gives everybody a thing. He is happy because of his newborn daughter, and everyone else is happy because they have lasagna and bagels. Now, excuse me?
Right here.
Thank you for the... In as much as we know we are speaking here today because of the birth of a daughter, we know what's the most important thing a person has to remember when he's had a daughter.
It's to buy dira.
He has to start getting ready for shidduchim. Of course. That's the most important thing. He has to start getting ready for shidduchim. And what better way can we find out about what you need to know about shidduchim than in looking in this week's parsha? This week's parsha is the classic parsha of shidduchim. When Eliezer was sent to make a shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu, what happened seems very strange. Everyone knows Eliezer arrived, sat down by the bear, and gave a tefillah to Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should have help, with finding the shidduch. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, send me a simon. Right? And the simon seems to be a little bit strange. The simon is Vahaya Naira Sheomer Aleho. Whichever girl that I say to her, Hatina Kadech, the Eshta, the Amra, she says, drink, Vagam Kamalecha Eshken, I'll feed your camels. Oysor Chachtel Abdecha the Yitzchak, Ubadek Yasisa Chesidim Adonai. He asks for a simon. The Beis Halevi asks, why did you pick such a funny simon? He could have said, make it be the girl who shows up with a white carnation. That, well, we know that. That's the right. That's the girl. Didn't know there were white carnations in Brisk. But that's gonna be the right girl. Why did he choose such a strange way of doing it? So the Beis Levi says, obviously, by picking this way means the Yehud Heber is something to teach over. Not just that it's going to be a simin, but I want it to be that there's something about this, we're going to see something about this girl, which will prove that she is a matim wife for Yitzhak Aben. Just to come, obviously the most important thing that you need to find in a girl, right, and for his wife, would be the need of chesed. Right? Half of what women do is involved in chesed. If I had shown up, right, and she had merely just offered a drink, then there would have been b'chisar in there. Because as he said, what am I saying to her? Hag mi'eini mikadech. I'm going to go over to the girl, and I'm going to say to her, let me drink out of your bucket. Let me drink out of your bucket. Hug me anyhow. Give me the drink from the bucket. If she would have given him the drink from the bucket, that would have been a big chesed for Eliezer, but it had been quite irresponsible for her own family. She's going to bring the water back to her family. The water's been, it's a bucket that's been drunk from by a stranger. There were all kinds of germs. She has no idea where this guy was before, what kind of diseases he has. And it would be quite irresponsible to the family. On the other hand, she could also say, you're right, I'm going to be responsible for the family. So after he drinks, I'm going to dump it out. That would have been, might not have been irresponsible to the family, and it still would have given a drink, but it would have been embarrassing. It would have been embarrassing for Eliezer. After he drinks, pour it out. And even if she at that point would have decided, okay, I'm going to give him the drink, and then I'm going to pour it into the trough for the camels. That also would have been. You're basically telling this guy that the only one fit to drink your water after you've drunk out of it is camels. So therefore, Eliezer said the code, the simen that she's the right wife, is the one who responds by saying from the outset, not only am I going to give you the drink, I'm going to give your camels the drink. Therefore, at that point, since that was what was offered, it was before he drank, so it's not going to look like a busha when she pours it out. I think the mussar that we're learning from here is quite obvious. Is that in chesed in particular, and in mitzvahs in general, right? Very often people look and go to do the chesed without looking at the bigger picture, without looking at to see all of the ramifications for this. Many, many people are involved in chesed, and at the same time they ignore the way this chesed may affect their family. They're doing chesed, and it could be by doing that they are taking time away from the family, or worse, they're actually damaging the family, how it affects their neighbors, how it affects their surroundings. Right? And at the same time, very often, chesed that's being done is being done without, because I feel like doing chesed. I want to be the big tzaddik. I want to be the big Baal chesed. And if I'm going to be the person who is going to give the best gemach, the best chesed, the best everything, I don't know if you've seen this in the Chemish. I know in Yerushalayim they brought it up a couple of years ago. There was a very big problem with a lot of the kimcha de pischa. There was a lot of competition among different organizations giving out tzedakah. So they wanted who's doing the best chesed. So therefore, at the time that these food baskets would be given out, they had video cameras there, right, videoing all of these people, right, all of these people happily taking their baskets. It was a tremendous busha for these people. You see, on front of cameras, these people who everybody else thought were established balabatim, having to go there and take stuff. So Eliezer was, and this doesn't just apply by chesed, it applies by all mitzvahs. Eliezer was saying, I don't stam want some, flaming Baal Tshuva, or some person who's gonna go, I'm interested in doing the mitzvahs, and not look and see in perspective how is this mitzvah being done. How is this mitzvah, is the mitzvah being done fully? How is the mitzvah going to affect other people? And that's really the yisod, that's really the yisod of what a, of what he was looking for in a wife. This idea of foresight to do everything, to think about what you're doing before the mitzvah, and to realize all of the ramifications. And yes, Hashem, Yoel should be zeicher to raise a daughter like that. Amen. And to make her into a bas talmid chacham.
What's this about? We're going to bench on time.
What? That was just such here. What do you want?
Shmuel, can you give a fork?
Wait, Rebbe, but how? What? She was so prepared.
Yeah,
for
that.
What?
It was just part of her nature. She was like, so
obviously, he wanted the nature. He wanted somebody to be so smart to be able to think this out.
But she just on her toes, was so quick on her toes, she just made that whole cheshbon.
What do you expect for 3-year-olds?
Rabbi, now I just feel like a fan.
Did they really know about germs back then?
The color is the new place. It's basically
fine. The truth is, I didn't think even for 1 second to say a few words. But since I see this beautiful opportunity to thank you people for the whole environment here, the beautiful thing that we're having every morning here, every afternoon, whoever's here also. First thing, I want to thank Hashem for all the siyat dishmaya and the bracha and the shefa that He gives me and my family every day, every hour, and every second by showing us the beautiful life of giving us another kid in the family, and with a lot of bracha and siyat dishmaya with everything, every step of this whole birth, Baruch Hashem. So it's a beautiful opportunity to thank Him to give a small thing to the Balabatim or the Abrechim or whoever we include themselves in. Just a little bit of appreciation to thank Hashem on this whole thing. Might as well, this opportunity, I will just bemet, I will thank Rav Sher for all the amazing thing that I remember when we still was in the Chemish and the Yeshiva there, and how this whole thing became an empire more than a Yeshiva, and every person can find himself in his place and his shir and his chavrusa and his family in this place, and this is a small thing to think, a small opportunity to think Rav Sher about all the effort and he puts in going and traveling and finding and trying to fit chavrus and friend shirim and bring another teacher, another guy, another group, another. So I met, thank you Shakach for the whole effort that we're doing. Also for Avaliski for that. I was very challenged that he actually agreed to give this beautiful speech. Shakach, Rabbi, I appreciate it. It's not easy. Baruch Hashem, share and everybody. Whatever prayer we did it, Baruch Hashem. I mean, if you want it, you can. That's it. If you really want it, you can do it. That's the idea behind it.
You want to have more?
Yeah. Oh, you heard so?
it makes you want to have more children.
Yeah, yeah. He had a lot of success in their life. Not everything, but some of them.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, guys, scouts. Anyway, so I want to thank Bemet for the whole yeshiva. With that, every I can't say guys because I'm the only guy here. But if I can say that, every person in here, every individual guy makes this whole besmele so beautiful and so homey and cozy to be here, to come every morning to get out of the business, the work, or whatever that is, and to come here to sit in the besmele and to learn with everybody. So Bemet, shakach to everybody. May Hashem give us the whole koach to continue and to bring this place to much that we have, also there's nothing to fill it up, and that's the minus one. Baruch Hashem, we have enough place to fill it up. Zashem, Lichum Mechai L'chaya, and Zashem, we have only Baruch in this place.
Amen.
His father-in-law just had a baby.
What are you trying to say?
Do you know?
Huh?
His father-in-law lives here. They just had a baby.
So what are you trying to say?
I know, I was just...
I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just saying.
Rabbi, which is
the difference? You know what they say, the difference of the difference between
Orthodox
and Reformer.
Yeah, I did. My brother-in-law was two at our Orthodox.
Two of them.
No, he was
two years old.
Didn't your
Rabbi, what kind of bagel
did your father-in-law just have a baby?
Yeah, also.
Why are you being accusatory?
I need to understand.
I've also heard another Jewish one, is that he wanted to teach the middah of Lona Kavstus, because he came with 10 slaves. It was a young girl, 3 years old, whatever. You know, she could have just turned and said, what are you asking me to get water? What are all these slaves for? You know, go fetch it yourself. But instead she said, listen, if this guy's asking me to get water, he's got all these slaves, there must be a reason for that. And therefore, I'm not going to, you know, ask. I heard many years ago a question, why did it start off saying Eved, then it goes to Ish. The Pasuk Samach Hei goes back to Eved again. So I heard onto the Rosh. So the Rav said, first he was an Eved, right? The second that his tefillah was answered, he went on a high Madrega, and he turned into an Ish. Ish is a much higher level. Now, really, all the time, Eliezer really wanted an ulterior motive. He kind of wanted to work out, because he wanted his daughter to be able to marry. So once he saw that there was a simon, and Hashem made this, sign that she fulfilled the criteria.